Well, speaking of people who can command a huddle, it's time to talk to the head coach.
Who's a coach?
Of the Golden State Warriors. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Evan Giddings, Bonte Hill in for Steiny and Guru. And Steve Kerr now joins us. Coach, thank you so much for coming on and making time for us on a game day, by the way.
Happy New Year, Coach.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you guys, too. And thanks for having me.
Well, so when the ball drops at midnight, like, are you guys in the air? You're coming back from Charlotte. Did you have a chance to stick in Charlotte in the Queen City and enjoy it a little bit? How do you spend the New Year's in the middle of a season?
Well, first of all, we flew home right after the game because it was a 1 o'clock game, which was awesome. So we got home, I think, about 8 o'clock, and I went to my daughter's house. She was having family and friends over. She cooked a great meal, and I was I was there for a couple hours and asleep in my bed about 10 o'clock.
Steve, when's the last time you made it to midnight on New Year's Eve? Because I know me, I'm knocked out by like 9:30. Now I did watch Stranger Things. I watched the finale of Stranger Things and fell asleep to that and rewatched it in the morning. So when's the last time you made it to midnight?
Probably 1994. It's been a while. It has been a while, let me tell you.
Well, Coach, you know, I don't know if you caught the tail end of that last conversation, but it has me thinking about the way that players command huddles. And I know it's not apples to apples with football and basketball, but you've been in huddles with leaders, and especially someone like Tim Duncan. As the leader of that basketball team, and even at that age that he was, what was he someone that commanded it with his words, with his actions? I mean, what's it like being in a huddle with that kind of leader?
Well, I think it's the most powerful form of leadership, you know, where it's unspoken. And it's the same thing with Steph, you know, and Steph and Tim remind me so much of each other in that regard. They don't have to say a whole lot. It's like a great parent, you know. It's like there's just respect and lots of love and, you know, collaboration. And, you know, but if Timmy or Steph want to put the hammer down, you know, then the hammer is that much more effective because it rarely has to come out, you know. And so I love that style of leadership. You know, Steph personifies it. Tim Duncan, as you said, is very powerful.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Steve, you know, we're looking at this team right now. You guys have won 5 of 6. Obviously, the one loss, you kind of gave that one away in the second half to Toronto, especially in that fourth quarter with the 7 turnovers. But now you've had your starting lineup here for the last 7 games. And I know everybody makes a big deal about the starters because I'll see you sub out somebody 4 minutes into the game. And it's like, well, so much for that because of your rotations or whatnot. But it feels like maybe you're starting to gain some consistency with the way you sub in and out with this lineup here. Do you feel like you guys are starting to maybe turn a corner ahead of this critical stretch where 10 of the next 11 are at Chase Center?
I do. You know, we've scored at a high clip here the last 6 games, I think averaging over 120 points a game. And that's really been the number one issue this season has been our offense. Our defense has been pretty solid. I think we're third in the league in defensive efficiency, but about 19th on offense. And that's kind of been a combination of turnovers and, you know, searching for lineups, that sort of thing. But feels like we have some consistency. We're playing better. Yeah, it was a shame to lose that Toronto game, but all in all, I think we're heading in the right direction.
Steve Kerr joining us here on 95.7 The Game. The Steve Kerr Show is presented by Great Clips. In sports, success is about team effort, and the same is true for your hair. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Giddings and Bonte and for Stein and Guru. Coach, I know you play tonight against the Oklahoma City Thunder. A couple of players questionable for this game. Curry, we know Draymond is going to be out. Jimmy just popped up on the injury report. Can you give us any insight as to who might be available for tonight?
Yeah, I'm in the office now, and Jimmy called in about an hour ago. He's not feeling well, so he's doubtful for tonight. And Draymond is definitely out, and Steph is definitely out. So we're going to be shorthanded for sure. And you know, it's the time of year where it's got a little bit of you know, schedule bogging us down with the age of our guys getting banged up, and it's okay. We got a lot of young guys ready to go. I think we played OKC without Steph about a month ago and gave them all they could handle. We're going to need the same effort tonight to stay with these guys. They're awfully good.
No, you guys had a great third quarter in that game back at Chase, and it really took them down to the wire. Really fun game there. Is there anything you can learn about your team, you know, shorthanded, right? And you're going to try your best to get a win against one of the toughest teams in the league, the defending champion Oklahoma City Thunder. But guys like Potts, who has played better, he's had a solid month of December, efficiency-wise, not turning the ball over as much as he did the first month of the season. Pat Spencer's probably going to see a lot of minutes. What can you gain from your team in a game like this, knowing that you don't have your big dogs available?
Well, I think you get a chance to look at some other guys, and for more extended minutes, you get to look at some different combinations. Honestly, I look at every game as an opportunity for our players to show what they can do. I mean, that's what the league is about. It's so competitive. So many great players. You know, everybody's got talent. And so when you've got 15, 17 players like we do, if you include the two-ways, guys have to take advantage of their moments, you know, when they come. Every game affects the next one, both individually and as a team. So I want to see us continue to move the ball like we have, to take care of it, and to defend at a high level, and give ourselves a chance tonight.
We're speaking with Steve Kerr, head coach of the Golden State Warriors, here on 95.7 The Game. And on the heels of that, Coach, is it safe to assume that some of the guys who have been out of the rotation, Jonathan Kuminga was a DNP CD last game, so was Buddy Hield. I know Seth Curry has been sometimes unavailable due to the injuries, but is it safe to say we're going to see a few of those guys tonight who typically haven't been in the rotation as of late?
Oh, for sure, for sure. Yeah, and I love that. I hate you know when guys are on the bench you know for too long of a time, and you know I kind of learned this from Phil Jackson when I played in Chicago, but. Yeah, you know, you really lean into everybody at different times of the year, and guys need to be reminded that every single player is important. You know, I don't want to let anybody you know fester on the bench. I want everybody to be ready at all times. And you know, nights like this, you definitely lean in to the depth of the roster and give people a chance.
Coach, you know, as fans and media members, we always say, hey, the Warriors need to do this over the next 11 games. They need to go 8-3 or 9-2 to have a chance or whatnot. And I know you guys went 23-8 once Jimmy arrived last season. But take us behind the curtain here as you're meeting with your coaches and you're meeting with your players, and you know that 10 of the next 11 are in the state of – actually, all 11 are in the state of California. The one lone road game is down in L.A. against the Clippers. Do you guys set a goal for a record? Well, how do you guys approach this situation here over the next 11? Do you just take it game by game, or is there a record that you're looking at saying, hey, if we do this, we can be this in the Western Conference standings?
Yeah, we don't say anything about our record to the team in terms of what our goal is over those 11 games. We just are focused on the process of how we've been playing and what we need to do. And we're well aware that this is when the schedule flips in our direction. It was really, really tough early on with all those road games. So many games, you know, to fit in the NBA Cup. You know, we were just playing constantly and tons of road trips. We had a 2-game East Coast trip and then back on the road. I mean, it was insane. And so the one good thing about that was that we knew the schedule would turn, and now is the time when that's happening. So we're all aware of that, and it doesn't matter if we don't take advantage of it. So that's the whole focus is let's use this time to get better, to develop more consistency, to continue the momentum that we have from the last couple of weeks, and hopefully get on a roll.
How difficult is it, Coach, to kind of look at your team, and over the last couple of years there's been a lot of different starting lineups, a lot of different lineup combinations? I know, you know, most coaches you want your starting five, and that's what you want, which is why we've seen the same five to start the game over the last seven. How difficult is it to go through so many different starting lineups, so many different substitution patterns, to where you can't find a rhythm with your sub patterns? Players can't find a rhythm when they know, you know, hey, am I playing at the 6-minute mark of the first quarter or the 8-minute mark, or am I coming in the second quarter? How difficult has that been over the last couple of years?
Well, it was difficult last year until we got Jimmy, and then, you know, then all of a sudden everything made sense. And my experience, both as a player and as a coach, is if you're a good team, then you don't have that problem. You quickly settle into roles. Everybody gets comfortable in their rotation pattern, and as a coach, you stay with that and you win games, and everyone's happy. But when you're, 500 or below, as a coach, you're searching, and that means as a player, you're going to be subject to different rotation patterns, maybe starting, maybe not, because the team is trying to figure out how to win. And I've always felt, I was a role player my whole career. I always felt it was really easy to be on a role player on a good team, and it was impossible to be a role player on a bad team. And it's just the way it is. So it's on all of us to try to develop that consistency like we did a year ago after we got Jimmy. And, hopefully now that we're pretty healthy tonight, notwithstanding, we can continue the consistent rotation patterns and keep winning.
Well, and you guys have been doing that. Five of your last six really have been playing the best stretch of basketball since the start of the season. Is that how you feel, that you feel like right now you guys are beginning to figure this out? And I realize the schedule might have a bit to do with that, but 5 of 6, I mean, the only game you lost was one that you probably could have had against Toronto. Do you feel like the team is beginning to sense that with these roles and the kind of cohesiveness that you're building, that you guys are looking to play your best basketball right at the beginning of 2026?
Yeah, for sure. We've talked about it, the last couple of weeks, and we've been consistent with that starting lineup the last 7 games, and guys are starting to feel a sense of momentum. The Toronto game was tough. We really had that and didn't close it, but all in all, we're playing at a pretty consistent level, and we got to keep it going.
Knowing that Jimmy's going to be doubtful and Steph and Dre are out, is there a chance we see Kuminga tonight crack the lineup or the rotation? I know it's tough that he's been sitting a lot and hasn't been playing a lot over the last couple of weeks, but is there a chance we see Kuminga tonight?
For sure. Yeah, he'll be out there.
Well, Coach, on a different note, the trade deadline being a couple of weeks away, I know that earlier this year you sort of talked about the answers for this team being on this roster as opposed to last year. You felt like that you had to make a move. Does this recent stretch of positive basketball confirm that for you? Or have you had different thoughts in recent weeks? What are you feeling like right now, roughly 2 weeks away from also, I mean, you're in the middle of the deadline, but 2 weeks away from when someone like Kuminga would be eligible to be moved?
I think it's totally different from last year, honestly, because a year ago we were 500 or even below 500 at the break, but we could tell we were not good enough. This year, I think we're good enough. I just think we've lost several close games that we should have closed out. That had we won those, I think we'd all be feeling pretty decent right now about our playoff positioning and all that stuff. But to me, the bottom line is we have Jimmy Butler now. A year ago, we did not. And Jimmy's one of the best players in the league. Obviously, so is Steph. So having both of those guys and having the continuity from last year, and now that we have Melton back, getting into the groove, I feel really good about where our roster is. And I don't think we have to do anything necessarily. But I know that Mike is always going to try to improve the roster if he can.
And, Coach, you're doing a great job with these rotations. I feel like, especially separating, not to say that they can't play with each other, Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler, but Jimmy really leading that second unit over the last couple of weeks. You're subbing out Jimmy early. Obviously, Draymond and Steph have that great chemistry together. And now, obviously, they're going to close games together. They're going to start games together. They're going to start the halves together. But Jimmy really leading that second unit, leading to some opportunities for Guy Santos, De'Anthony Melton. What led you to that kind of tweak within your lineup here?
Well, we, before this current rotation over the last 7 games, we had a lot of absences, a lot of injuries. We just couldn't quite find groups that clicked. we ultimately decided we wanted to bring Steph back into the top of the second quarter, so we changed his rotation pattern. And ultimately, we want to keep either Steph or Jimmy on the floor at all times. And Jimmy seems to be at his best when he's got four guys with him who he can command and lead. And Draymond is 100% at his best with Steph. So it just makes sense to keep Dre and Steph together. And then have Jimmy on the floor at all times when those guys are off.
Steve Kerr joining us here on 95.7 The Game. And Coach, with that, I know last year Butler was airdropped in and you guys found very quickly success, especially over those last 31 games into the playoffs. But I'm curious, having a full off season, a build-up training camp, what have you learned about Jimmy Butler? Not just the player, but also the person, is it any different from the guy who was there last year? But having a chance to sort of build that relationship, what have you learned now this year about Jimmy Butler?
I don't know that I've learned anything more than I knew last year. You know, after we had him for a couple of months, it was obvious how good he was, how brilliant he is, just from a basketball IQ standpoint and a kind of a worldly experience that Jimmy has. You feel his intelligence right away when you speak with him. And I think the biggest difference between this year and last year was a 30-game sprint. You know, he had not been playing for Miami. We get him, and it's basically 30, 35 games or so, and then right into the playoffs. That's much easier for a veteran player to just play 30 games. The 82 is very difficult for everybody to navigate, but I think especially for veteran players who are playoff performers. So I think just the length of the season this year for Jimmy, for Dre, for Steph, it definitely takes its toll. I think we're going to be at our best down the stretch, when those guys can sense the finish line and get in gear for the playoffs. But the full 82 is not for the faint of heart, that's for sure, and not for the older guys either.
Yeah, no doubt. Must help that the next 11 are going to be in the state of California with one road game in L.A. Not a lot of flights here in the first half of January. But, Steve, just randomly, looking at the Charlotte game and what happened the night before, Stephen Curry gets an interchange named after him. Which is pretty wild, and I hope people don't stop by the interchange sign and try to steal it or take selfies. We got to have the traffic flow left and right, right? You ever get a name? You got a street named after you? Is that one day maybe in the Bay Area? Hey, Steve Kerr Way. Have you ever thought about something like that?
Yeah, I don't see that happening. I know that the Delta Center, the old Delta Center in Salt Lake. I forget what it's called now, but it's at the corner of Stockton and Malone, which is pretty cool. Mm. I don't see a Kerr Avenue anytime soon, that's for sure.
Not somewhere in Tucson?
Yeah, I guess if it were to be anywhere, it would be Tucson. But nobody's called me on that one either.
I mean, we got a urinal named after your buddy Tom Tober, and we can't get something inside of Chase Center? I mean, blame Raymond Ritter or something, man. What's going on, Steve?
I got to talk to Raymond. Yeah, you're right.
Hey, Coach, we really appreciate your time. We know you're busy, man, especially on a game day. They got OKC coming up later tonight.
It's a back-to-back. Like, Steve, are you guys just going to spend a night at Chase Center and just run it back? I mean, you got caught there in the office?
I'll get home for a little bit, and then we take off for L.A. the next day. But we're in the midst of 5-7, and these are never easy, hopefully Steph will recover from the ankle tweak that he has and be ready to play tomorrow, and we'll see about Jimmy. But yeah, this tough little stretch, but we're finding some momentum. We got to just keep it rolling.
Well, again, we appreciate your time. We're looking forward to seeing how you guys can build on this momentum, and good luck tonight. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Coach.
My pleasure. Happy New Year to you guys and to everybody out there.
Appreciate it. Happy New Year to you too. That's Steve Kerr. As always, presented by Great Clips. Presented by Great Clips in sports, success is about team effort. And the same is true for your hair. Great Clips, it's going to be great.